All right, on this episode of MMA Canada Radio, very excited to be chatting with an individual competing at a looming UFC fight night slated for April 27th, and a very interesting heavyweight fight going down as Dontell Mays and Kyle Machado get out there to test skills, and great getting to have Kyle on MMA Canada Radio. How are you doing, man? You having a good day so far?
Hey, I'm having a good day. Just dropped my son at daycare. Came back home to the interview, having a chill morning right now, so can't complain as much besides the weather where it starts raining again. But can't complain much.
No, that is cool though, because I think like the last time we were talking, it has admittedly been a little while. I think like when we were last talking, your wife was kind of in like the later stages of her pregnancy. So I gotta, you know, get some of the details. Like, how's it been, you know, being a dad, and how's that whole experience been? It seems like you're enjoying it a lot, understandably.
It's great. Like, he's the light. Our son is the light on our lives. It's putting all together. It's building up our little family, seeing him grow up, and every day learning new things and discovering the world. That's everything for us.
Yeah, no, so important, man, and that connection definitely comes across. I guess with this fight coming up with Dontell Mays in April, like, when did this kind of get on your radar? Because I was seeing Andy Cotterill had posted something about it on MMA circa February 14th. Like, when did you find out about this fight? Was it early February, I guess?
Yes, right early February. I was already scheduled to go to Las Vegas for some training over there, and they called me just right before I set up my trip. So it was, yeah, I think if I'm not wrong, was the first week of February they called me the fight, and honestly, I feel that's a great matchup for me. Delto is a good fighter with great experience in the UFC, but he gonna, yeah, stylistic wise, his game works perfect for me, so I'm excited for that once.
Yeah, for sure, and a lot to talk about with this fight, but I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't at least briefly touch on the last fight there, just in the sense of like what you may have learned from that UFC debut. Like, obviously didn't go your way in that tight binary of a win or a loss, but it seemed like you showed certain aspects of your game, like the defensive wrestling and whatnot. So I guess in saying that, like, what were some of your takeaways from that Mick Parkin fight in your UFC debut?
So I touched a little bit with that Andy in my last, when we chatted last month, but pretty much I felt I had so much pressure, so much stakes on the line on the contender series, and once I got into the UFC, I felt that weight lifted off my back, but I also kind of didn't have the next goal set up or anything, so I needed that fire going on to pick up the fight that I didn't have over there. That was something that was missing from the gaggle. And I think now they're like, okay, got more used to, got the deal out of the way, that will be there for sure. But talking about the fight itself, it was about, yeah, I had a, for the parking fight, I didn't, I wasn't able to work or spar with any heavyweights, so I felt a lot of the difference on the weight and the power, and especially the wrestling exchanges. Again, that's my second loss of my career, and both of the times I didn't even got hurt, but I kind of felt a little bit of, coincidentally, it was both opportunities I didn't have a partner with me at my weight, and that's the same kind of problems I had. A little bit of extra weight on the pressure, especially against the cage. I couldn't move myself as quickly, but while we were changing, I thought I was having the best of the fight. I honestly thought I had the fight in my hand. You know, we live and learn. I don't think I'll try to bring another decision next time. And I think that he's stronger than Parking, you know, in a certain way. He's a bigger guy. He looks like he's harder. But I think stylistic, he will try to change, and I'm going to work my speed. And I don't remember when was the last time a heavyweight outstruck me, so that will happen again.
And are you mostly at Franco kickboxing pancration team for this one? That seems like predominantly where you get and work at.
Yeah, so my camp's too at Franco. I do my everyday gym, my everyday works over there. Still go to do some work with Gibson's MMA with Les Gibson Shooter and Judah Pye. And for this camp, because of the lack of heavyweights in BC specifically, in Vancouver, I'm trying to go more often to Las Vegas. I'm working with the guys at Stream Couture to get some sparring going on, some mad time, adding some mad time to my workout. So it's been good. I'm actually going there on Monday to another session of that. I spend the week there, get to train with the boys, use the PI to complement the training. It's always a good experience when I'm there.
Yeah, it seems like the best of both worlds because I did notice a recent post at the UFC PI. Like, it must be cool to have your own core space you train at, but also other places you can go to sharpen your skills. It seems like best of both worlds, I guess.
No, for sure. Especially like coming from Vancouver to there, usually not a lot of flights. Not I can make non-expensive trip. I have all the structure for the PI to work with, so makes a lot of sense to me. There's a bunch of fighters, a bunch of heavyweights around, so it makes way too much sense for me to work over there to keep going back and forth to Vegas. And I have a lot of like the place too, and just used with the weather, the conditions of the fight, so everything's lining up very well. I'm putting some weight as well. I think it's fought at 247 last fight, and I'm already at 267. So then, strength-wise, I'm adjusting the stakes for that.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess kind of like redirecting the focus to this upcoming fight here. You kind of talked about your opponent a bit already, just talking about the power that he brings and how perhaps he's going to be more inclined to like want to, turn this one into like more of a striking battle. Is that something that you almost have to, more initiate like a grappling style? Because it seems like there's like certain fights where there maybe is like a touch of a blueprint that might show a path to victory here. Or is it just a matter of being flexible and adapting to whatever range the fight is at, be it striking or grappling, I suppose?
From what I see from here, let's say the path to victory some would say it would be the grappling. He usually have a harder time there while he's never being knocked out in the UFC. But I usually turn strikes to grapplers. So I haven't been out wrestle my I'll grapple my entire career, so I don't, and I'm way quicker than May, so I don't see he having the advantage. Of course, every hand is dangerous, but from the get-go, I like to strike. I like to give the fans a show, so that's what I'm going for. And if comes to the opportunity to bring it down, to go to the ground and sub, I'm good at this too. So I like to play my striking first. I like to show the standing, and as the fight goes, I see the opportunity to go to the ground or not.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you have multiple striking-based finishes as well as multiple submission finishes, so you seem very comfortable wherever the fight may go.
For sure.
Yeah, no, so important, man, and it would seem like a good win to, redirect the momentum. Not that you lost a lot with the debut per se, but a guy that's like knocked out Andrei Arlovsky and whatnot, some of the guys he's also been in there with over the years, like fought Ciryl Gane, the former interim UFC heavyweight champion. So it would seem like a good guy to be getting in there with at this point in your career.
100%. Of all the options I fought, that's a great fight for me in terms of advancing on the division. It's a guy that, as I said, being around with former champions, former interim champions. So I got the experience. I got the guy that's around for a while instead of just another debuter or something like that. So I'm excited for it. I think it's gonna gonna be a good experience, a good fight, and with the matchup itself, it should be a good work for me. It should be the day before for sure.
Yeah, and it's cool how you can, like, in a way represent, like, multiple places. Like, it seems like you obviously represent Brazil in a great way, but also repping Canada. It seems like there's a lot of love there too. Like, I saw you at the UFC Toronto show in January and everything, so that's a cool dynamic too. It seems like you get support from both of those countries in, like, a pretty ample kind of way there.
100%. I was born Brazilian. I love Brazil. I love my family and everything that I left behind over there. But I choose to be here. I choose to embrace the Canadian. And my family, my wife and my kids are from here. And I'm just waiting the final details to get my Canadian citizenship. So I always been very proud to represent Canada as much as I did for Brazil. So who knows, maybe next time the UFC comes to Canada, I not just should be in the card, but also repping the flag on my kids. Who knows?
Yeah, and it's cool. There's that card coming up in Brazil and everything like that, like the UFC 301 event. So yeah, it seems like they're looking to also ramp up the Canada schedule too. So yeah, cool stuff going on with UFC in both Canada and Brazil coming up, it seems like.
For sure, and also there are two places with a lot of fans. There are two countries that embrace MMA a lot, so I'm excited just to be part of it and be able to represent both Brazil and Canada whenever I step into the octagon.
Yeah, Brazil's a beautiful place. I've been there a couple times now, and yeah, just really love it. So yeah, I love Canada and Brazil myself. Yeah, it's great stuff.
No, for sure. Both places are good, great, beautiful. Like, I just came back from almost 2 months back in Brazil during the holidays, and the weather was so nice. It was a really good time over there.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. But I guess with this fight coming up here, I mean, I guess maybe I kind of touched on it a bit earlier, maybe with, like, the range you want to have the fight at. But I guess I'm curious, because I know some fighters get really into visualizing their fights, and sometimes they have, like, a, I guess, common sort of visualization that pops up, like an idea of how they see the fight ending. Is that something that you partake in, or are you trying to, I guess, be in more of a flow state and be adaptable with wherever the fight may go on the night itself?
I do a little bit of both. I know, like, for more than I visualize and everything, the fight will present itself in its own way. So I try to cover most of the bases, but I'm also very good to just follow the flow of the fight and adapt and adjust. Took me a little bit too long to adapt for my last fight, and I think it did on the third round. But for this fight, I think I'm a little bit sharper. I've been working on the mistakes I made on the tools I have. And honestly, if I goes my way, I would knock me out of the second round. It would be the first knockout in my career in the UFC. It would be a great opportunity to show off my skills and pump them in the ranks. If not, I'll get a bonus. So that's what I'm looking for. But if I goes for a decision or comes to the question to get a submission, I'm game either way. I'll be there for one space for 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 25 minutes if I had to.
Yeah, I was going to say, who knows, maybe in a dream world you get this second round finish and then you get a call to, you know, get on that Brazil card for a quick turnaround. Or would that be too quick of a turnaround? I mean, not overlooking this upcoming fight, obviously, but would that hold any interest to you if the UFC offered you a 301 spot, I guess?
It's hard to tell just because we are heavyweights, everybody can get hurt in anything, but I love to fight. If the fight comes in a way that I'm healthy and ready to fight, and there's an opportunity to fight in Brazil, that's always been a dream of mine. I did my entire career in Canada, and fighting in Brazil, it's been always a goal of mine. So yeah, I'll say yeah. If I have some outfit to do it, I'll say yes at this point.
Yeah, no doubt, and obviously not overlooking this fight, an awesome bout against Dontell May's coming up for sure. So yeah, definitely didn't mean it like that. But just yeah, cool to see like what you've been able to do so far. Like you mentioned all the great things in Canada, definitely represented well as BFL heavyweight champion. And cool to see this next chapter in the story here, Kaio. But kind of like I was saying before, man, I want to be mindful of your time and schedule. So in saying that, I was wondering if maybe you had a final thought you wanted to add as we're kind of wrapping up.
Just want to thank to my team, EPMMA, my coach Chris Franco, all my partners, Mutant, Go Radio Podcast, UFO Industries, Montana Sud, and Strike Recovery. Yeah, support my game, support my work, and give me the opportunity to keep going. And thank you to have me over here. For all the fans out there, just for me here in Canada, trust me, I'll be coming in different. I'll be a new fighter for this next fight, and I'll bring the win for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome fight on April 27th, and that Dontell Mays bout at UFC Fight Night is going to be a very intriguing one. So thanks so much for coming on MMA Canada Radio and discussing, the fight and giving me such great insights, man. It was fun getting, caught up with you and looking forward to checking out the fight. But until then, you have a good rest of your day, man. And yeah, thank you so much.
So as you think.